B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The following message is paid for by the committee to relocate Tom Brady.
I feel like we need to have a talk here. There are a lot of teams, guys, that are interested in Tom Brady. And Tom Brady has an interest in a bunch of teams. No matter how many times we say that Tom Brady is likely to not play for the Patriots next year, I either get blasted or told that I am wrong. We need to wrap our minds around the fact that it is far more likely than not that Tom Brady will not be back with the Patriots. It is about the idea of challenging himself in ways that are not just simply adding a seventh ring. It's not just resume building at this point. I am now at the point where I would be stunned if Tom Brady returns to the Patriots.
To learn more, go to relocate12.raiders.chargers.titans.org.
This is Tom Brady's choice.
It's great.
Brilliant.
It's so good.
It's really good. It's the best political ad we've heard yet.
Now we just need Steyer to pay for like 4 million of them.
Yeah, and put some cheesy belt on Brady.
Steyer and Bloomberg keeping the broadcast industry afloat the last couple of months. Thank you.
Some people doing very well here in 2020.
We're keeping the lights on here thanks to those two.
Right.
Spend.
Yeah. That's a good one, Mel.
I hope they stay in it a long time just for the sake of the ad revenue.
Absolutely.
Yep. Keep going. Yes, Jim?
Some good news for Zoe.
What is that?
The NFL just named the home team for Mexico City 2020.
And it is?
The Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, Cardinals.
Patriots play the Cardinals, but
bad
here,
things happen
not
to
there.
Bad things happen to Zoe when he goes to Mexico.
Oh, the food.
It's the food?
It's a long trip.
It's just different, you know. It's bad enough when you have to travel, but you get out there and you're in an unfamiliar environment. You know, just things that, well, different security, you know, different food.
Knocking stuff down, you know.
Medications.
Yep.
Everything's different.
I remember going to that little park and I showed you the videos and the pictures. Remember that they're cutting chickens in 95 degree weather, like raw chicken?
Yeah.
And handling it. And they'd tell me like there's the bacteria like they're all used to. So it's fine. They just put it in a bag and ladies holding the touching the chicken, touching everything. I'm like, this is unbelievable. This is like not clean. I didn't get sick from the chicken.
Oh, no?
Other stuff. Yeah.
Cervezas?
Yeah. Ice. Get a drink. Oh, get a mixed drink. Oh, shoot. There was ice in it.
Let's go back to your phones with Neil, and he's in Rockland.
Hey, Neil.
Neil.
How you doing?
Good.
There's so much over-reporting on Brady. How the hell would you know if the truth absolutely came out?
Oh, you'll know.
Well, I don't know. You know, if you listen to nationally, it's everywhere. You know, all these theories and stuff.
Oh, come on. I mean,
your general point is right. It's all bull crap, and there's too much of it.
Not until the first day of free agency, when free agency opens, a Schefter comes out and says the Raiders have offered Tom Brady blank for this many years.
These guys are jumping the gun.
This is early. Yeah. But nobody's doubled down like Darlington.
And if you're watching on our simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, we've got a Jeff Darlington bozo prop now. It's fine.
He might be brilliant in 2 weeks.
He's either going to look really smart or really dumb. He's all in on Brady leaving. He's all in. Brady's gone. And he said it a week ago, and it didn't get picked up. He doubled down yesterday, and it became a story. So far as to getting on the rundown at the start of ABC's Nightly News. That is something.
Sure is.
That's special. Mark is in Framingham. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, I have a question. Why are we so sure that Belichick can coach up the next quarterback? I mean, all I've heard for the last week and a half is we got to make sure Belichick's there. We got to make sure Belichick gets the next guy. But, like, this is a guy who drafted Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett in, was it the second round or fourth round? I'm not 100% sure. Matt Castle, all these guys went on to do nothing in the NFL. So why are we so sure Belichick can get the next quarterback and get them to where we need them to be?
Wait, where was Matt Castle drafted, Mark?
Sixth round, yeah, sure.
That's pretty good for a sixth round pick, wouldn't you say?
I think he did very well with the Patriots that year, and they were loaded that year. That was right after the 18-1.
Okay. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, how could we? How can anybody be sure? But
wait,
I'll take Bill Belichick.
Round, was he?
I'll take Bill Belichick drafting the next guy over anybody else. And his draft history is not perfect. He's got plenty of misses in his draft history. But for the most part, the quarterbacks he's taken, like, I can't stand Brian Hoyer. You know my thoughts on Brian Hoyer. But Brian Hoyer is still employed in the National Football League after how many years? Right?
Yeah.
He's 34 years old, and he's still in the NFL.
And getting paid quite well.
So he wasn't total garbage.
He could function.
You know, for every Kevin O'Connell, there was Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
And Jacoby Brissett, to me, was, I looked at it and said, oh, what are you doing? Like, there's nothing there.
That's true.
So, I mean, he's got a job, and will probably have a job as a backup for a while in this league.
They look at Hoyer. They know he could function. They could coach him up and get something out of him. Brissett, same thing. We know the story on Garoppolo. Ryan Mallett, you see all the talent there. That's why you take the flyer. They get Castle in the seventh round. He was a seventh round pick, not a sixth. Coach his ass up. He gets him to 11 wins when Brady's knee goes. So I think when you look at all that, and I mean, there's the Rowan Davies in the mix too. I think they're going to get the guy that they want, or maybe they think they have him. And maybe he just needs more time. And the timing, I think, might work out perfect for Stidham if you can keep Brady another 2 years. You know? Get him in that system for 3 years. And if Josh is going to be the next guy, then get him up and running, you know? It just seems like the timing would work out for everybody. It's not like, boy, you know you got the next guy in Stidham. Like some people thought they had in Garoppolo when they reached in the second round. So.
617-779-0985. I think that Bills will be fine finding the next guy. I'm not too worried about that. I'm just worried in general because it's hard to find the next guy for any team
when you don't when you can't plan for it. Like the normal process is you have a guy and you sit for a little bit. Right?
Like if they don't find the next guy, right? I don't know that I would necessarily put it on Bill versus putting it on. Hey, you know what's really hard to do in this league? Find a franchise quarterback. It's not easy.
Yeah,
it's actually a really hard thing to do, and you've got to usually have to take multiple shots at it before you get it right.
Sure.
Adam's in Nashua. Adam.
Woo! What's up, boys?
Hi.
What's up, Zozo?
What's up?
Nothing. Let's go. Feel good Friday. Working from home, watching you guys.
Is this Great Sarge? Show.
Hey. What's up?
What's going on?
Yeah. Not much. Not much. What,
Where you at?
All right, Adam. Hoyer was undrafted. Did you say that? I just double checked it. Yeah.
But they knew to bring him. Yeah. I'm saying.
Andre, he didn't even get picked.
Yeah. But like the guys that they, like late round picks or guys they brought in or even, you know, they, Brissett was what, fourth? Garoppolo was second. And Mallett was a former fourth round pick.
First O'Connell, round arm talent.
They missed on O'Connell. O'Connell right away.
Yeah.
But,
O'Connell, they.
But they
totally
didn't
whiffed.
Like, they didn't like hang on him and try and like push him on somebody.
No, they cut bait.
They cut him right away.
See you later.
Yep. They knew right away. Oof.
Eddie. Eddie in Attleboro. Eddie.
What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
I have a question / theory. What if Kraft gave a deal to Brady during the offseason? This offseason that's just passed. Gave him a Drew Brees deal, but just told him, like, listen, with the whole spa thing, I need you to just keep this quiet and let the news and everybody go after you, ask you where you're going, where you're playing. I'm going to throw Antonio Brown in there, let that build up to keep the news away from me. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I don't totally follow what you're saying, but let me just go to this general point that everybody understands. Are there people that think that Robert Kraft is just going to step in at the end here, overrule Bill Belichick, and keep Tom Brady?
I really don't.
No, I don't. I know you don't, how many people believe that?
A lot? Yep.
I think that's not a great idea. I don't think you're going to be right.
Texting, yeah, you're all full of it because Robert's going to step in last minute. He's going to get, He's going to trust that man to make that decision.
I'm not buying any of the nonsense being reported this week.
This is why Robert pays Bill what he pays him.
I'm not buying that theory that he's going to step in and overrule Bill. I don't think it's happening because of what we've talked about. Who's more important to your future right now, Bill or Tom?
Bill. And he knows this because of the decision Bill made to go with Brady over Bledsoe. And we know how Bledsoe felt and Robert felt about each other. I lived it. I was there. Drew signed over a $100 million contract. That whole E60 thing with Bledsoe, like, he's not over it yet. And Robert's like, I was hurt by it.
Okay, so I felt very strongly that Jimmy Garoppolo should have been moved and Brady should have been kept.
They made the 100%
that they,
the
that they
right
got
decision.
It right. And I will go to my grave believing that. Now, if they want to move on, I won't feel as strongly about it.
Right. Because
we're years removed from that. And he's 43.
Right. Right.
Like, you can't feel the same way at that point.
Nope.
But if there's going to be a decision made here on moving on, it's got to be made by Bill.
Yeah. And Kraft could come in at the end and sweeten the pot, but Bill's got to make sure he wants him first, right?
Yes. Yes. That's okay. What I mean by this. If there's the decision has to be made by Bill and Bill alone, whether it's to keep him or to send him away, it's got to be Bill that makes that call. That's how I feel. That's important to the future of the team and the future of the franchise and making sure that Bill is here for however many more years he wants to be doing this. Let's say it's five. I like using that big round number. He wants to do five more years. Well, that's important. Those are going to be five very important years, and I want Bill Belichick here. To go back to an earlier caller who said Brady's favorite ring is his next one, and he is a Patriots fan. His favorite ring is the next one too. And if that's true, Bill Belichick is the priority.
Yeah, well said.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's a nice cup party. I just noticed your handle on that.
I have one of those. We all got one.
Didn't you get one?
Oh, it's Super Bowl cup.
Yeah.
Phil Simms gave me this mug.
I gotta give it to my mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cheers to your mom.
Cheers. Here's to you. T-Bone would like that. T-Bone, you get a Yeti yet?
No. I told T-Bone the other day, I have so many Yetis.
Can we tell the Yeti story?
I'll give one of my kids.
You can't keep bringing up the Yeti story on the air and then not tell people what it is.
Or old boss didn't give me Yeti.
Great, you're a great storyteller.
Fine, we'll bring up, I'll tell the Yeti story. It's simple. It's quick. We'll do it next. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The following message is paid for by the committee to relocate Tom Brady.
I feel like we need to have a talk here. There are a lot of teams, guys, that are interested in Tom Brady. And Tom Brady has an interest in a bunch of teams. No matter how many times we say that Tom Brady is likely to not play for the Patriots next year, I either get blasted or told that I am wrong. We need to wrap our minds around the fact that it is far more likely than not that Tom Brady will not be back with the Patriots. It is about the idea of challenging himself in ways that are not just simply adding a seventh ring. It's not just resume building at this point. I am now at the point where I would be stunned if Tom Brady returns to the Patriots.
To learn more, go to relocate12.raiders.chargers.titans.org.
This is Tom Brady's choice.
That's great.
Brilliant.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
No, just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Woo! 617-779-0985. The Yeti story is this. Everyone knows the brand Yeti by now, right?
Or it's a Sasquatch. It's either Sasquatch or it's
It's sort of funny because this is the elusive story. No one knows the story of the
Yeti.
It's
like the mythical
Bigfoot
creature.
It's like the story you can't track down.
Right.
But you bring it up all the time. Whether you realize it or not, you're always asking T-Bone whether he had got a Yeti yet. What was it? It wasn't this past Christmas. It was the Christmas before that.
Yes.
So over a year ago, the boss handed out these little Yeti cups.
Nice ones.
They weren't quite coffee cup size, and they were sort of small.
Yeah.
They were the, what do you call them?
Like an 8-ball glass that was in Yeti form.
Not a Rambler. What do you call them? Not a tumbler.
Not a Rambler.
Hold on. We'll look it up.
Highball. Like a highball glass.
Yeah, it's like exactly. What did I say? I say 8-ball.
It's 8-ball.
Highball glass. I say 8-ball.
It's like one cup Rambler, of coffee.
A ten
cup of coffee. And the reason they were given to us because of the new studios.
No, it was a holiday.
No, it was, I know it was holidays, but he's like, guys, you keep your drinks in this.
Well, it was functional, but it was a 10-ounce Rambler low ball with standard lid.
10 ounces, that's nothing, right? I mean, it's enticing you to drink booze out of that.
It's
thing.
A nice size.
It was great
a
tailgating nice item.
I used it for summertime because it kept my drink cold.
See, it's definitely better suited for tailgating, poolside,
great
things of poolside. That nature.
Great item.
Oh
great
yeah,
gift.
Absolutely,
really nice,
very nice Yeti, not cheap.
Thanks, boss.
No, I mean, he went into his pocket and spent probably upwards of $100 buying his Christmas
gifts. I remember telling him, like, that day, I'm like, nah, dude, listen, this is not, I'm not going to use this in the studio. I'll use this elsewhere, but it's not in the studio.
Yeah.
Everyone got one, except he forgot to give one to T-Bone.
Well.
But it gets better than that.
Point of order, Your Honor.
Everybody got one.
Did he forget?
I don't know. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
No.
I just think, look, I got to get one for
it's selective purchase.
Beatles, Zoe, Hardy, Jim.
It's been a running joke ever since.
How many kids
since.
You got? You're going to forget one of your kids?
It's been our way of reminding T-Bone that he's just not as important as everyone else.
And it wasn't the only thing he got skipped on. Other handouts, other giveaways.
That is
just
true.
Kind of passed over.
Sometimes teams would send gear in and somehow
the Boston Cannons. Love the Boston Cannons, the Boston Quincy Cannons. They sent over a number of items for us.
Hoodies.
They sent over hoodies and hats for all three of my kids. Like, they really took care of me. T-Bone, they asked him what size sweatshirt he wanted. And then they just never sent the sweatshirt.
Well, or did they? And went somewhere.
Well, they see him on
we
TV.
Don't know.
They see him on TV.
We'll never know.
He ain't getting his neck in
great.
This thing.
You but know? It's terrific.
Like, he doesn't have a neck. It's like this. Like, we can't send him a hooded sweatshirt. But He'll choke himself.
I feel bad. Just the other day, I was telling Tom, I'm like, I have so many of these Yetis. I use them at home to hold pens.
Yeah.
You know, I treat them as disposable.
Rub it in.
I keep pennies in one.
Like,
at
I'll
home.
Finish this. And I'm like, ooh, I put too much cream in that. I'll just throw the whole thing
throw the
away.
Whole Yeti away. Yeah.
I can afford to because I have so many. Right. Tom has none.
I take a BB gun outside, set them up with my kids, and we shoot them. Like, we just, they leave them out there and they just roll around.
They make a nice ping.
Ping.
When you hit him with
pong,
the PV.
Ping, ping, ping. Like Tommy and Goodfellas. Ping, 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 ping.
Sorry, T-Bone. No Yeti for you. None.
I do a soup. There's the story.
Yeah. And now everyone knows. So now you know when Zoe brings up the Yeti thing, as he does at least a couple of times a month. Asking T-Bone if he got his Yeti.
Because it's like so cocky or hardy just to bring his in and like, oh, sip over to here.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Now you know what it is. Tom is in New Hampshire. Tom.
Yes.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hey, Zoe.
Hey,
you know, how you guys
Tommy.
Doing?
You know, we're doing well.
You're great.
That's good. I've been watching you guys for a while because I'm up here in New Hampshire, so I watch on NBC Sports Boss. Anyway, I was just listening, and Beal, you made a good comment. You know, we are talking about a 43-year-old man, you know, and he's one hit away from you know, being all done. I mean, I can remember Peyton Manning, one of the last few years he played. He broke all kinds of records, and then all of a sudden he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And, you know, at Brady's age, is he going to go somewhere and learn a whole new offense? I go back to the Patriots days back at the old Schaefer Stadium. So I've seen the lean years, and you know what? Maybe it is time for a change. And let him move on, and if he can do whatever he thinks he can do, that's great. But, you know, you are guys, we are talking about a 43-year-old that, you know, that at any time he could just go.
It's ballsy and it's gutsy for another team, especially if you have a new coach like an Anthony Lynn, or you fire your offensive coordinator like Brian Flores did, and you bring in Chan Gailey, or if you're John Gruden and you're a West Coast guru. Yeah, I'm sure they're all interested in Tom.
But how many years has that been true, though?
What's that?
One hit away. I mean, that's true for a lot of guys.
Yeah, but I'm saying
any quarterback over 35, I would say that might be true for.
This is why I think it's really thin. I think the market is thin. I think it's here, and I think it's Tennessee. I really do. I think that's it. I think it's one or the other. Because I think it's a lot for John Gruden and Raiders to say, coming out here, yeah, we got the new stadium in that, but what are we going to do? We're going to press reset in 2 years? Same thing with the Chargers.
Wait, you don't think the Chargers are going to go after him? You don't think John Gruden's going to go after him?
I think the Chargers will go after him, but then Brady's like, I want to play second fiddle in a stadium.
Oh, I think they'll make the calls. I think they'll make the calls.
They'll make the calls.
I think they're making those calls knowing Brady wants nothing to do with them.
That's my point.
Not going to the Raiders.
That's my point.
He's not going to the Chargers.
I'm not coming here to play West Coast offense. It's going to be my offense.
I think there's three teams he'll consider. One is the Patriots. One is the Titans. And I still think that if it's in play, he will consider the Giants.
Yeah.
I'm not counting the San Francisco 49ers, Mike Silver. I'm sorry, Silver. I'm not counting them.
Oh, you're not counting the sign and trade?
If they were a real option, I think he would consider it.
Like the NBA sign?
But I don't think it's going to be an option. Right. I'm sorry. Right. I don't think they're actually going to be in the mix.
Silver even said the Bears. But the Bears doubled down the other day on Trubisky.
He's not going to the
Bears. They're going with Trubisky. Stupid them. That team had good defense, too. Is that a winnable division for them?
And the thing about the Giants is they're a little bit of an outside shot because I don't think they're going to be that good. They'll be good in a couple of years. They should be.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they are there right now.
Giants fans don't want him.
Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
Most of them don't. Most of them want to stay on the path. Janine in New Hampshire. Hi, Janine.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Take it away.
Your show,
okay,
Janine.
I'm giving it away.
Your show.
My show. Okay. I want to know if Tom Brady leaves the Patriots, are a lot of his fans going to follow him or stay in Boston?
Great question. I love this question.
That's a good question.
I was thinking of this last night. I was playing it out as I saw, it was right around the time that I went back and saw the top of the ABC News right after Zoe texted me. And I really did. I'm not lying. I thought of this. I said, what happens if he does leave and goes to Tennessee? And
my kid will want a Brady.
I thought about you and I. I said, are Zoe and I going to make it a point to make sure we see?
I will be at stadiums earlier than normal.
Every game that Brady plays. Let's say it's the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
No, are you going to make an effort to watch every Titans game?
We got brutal schedule next year. On the road, we're going to be 4:30.
I'm not going to lie.
We're going to be 8 o'clock at night. I'll be at those stadiums on the road early watching Brady because they will have the hookup because you know I won't get it at the hotel. I will go out of my way to get the stadium 8 hours early to watch Brady play for another team. Yeah, that's what I'll do. And we will talk about it. It will be a story.
We will have a second team to talk about in this town. That's what I think
will
happen.
It's almost like you'd root for a second team. It's weird.
How would you feel about Brady in another uniform? That's part of what the question is. I'd be rooting for him. I'm not going to stop rooting for Tom Brady.
Think of the interest that people have in this town for the San Francisco 49ers that Garoppolo went there. Now multiply it times 10.
There's a co-host in the afternoon that bought helmets and jerseys.
But that, who really cared about what the 49ers were doing in this town?
Nobody.
A lot of people care now. Take that level of interest and the number of people interested.
He's fun to watch.
Just multiply it.
He's fun to watch.
10, whether you're 20, 50, whatever.
Whether you're hanging on for his mistakes or whether you're hanging him for threading the needle, Jimmy's fun to watch. Plays a little.
There's a lot of quarterbacks that are fun to watch. They were watching because of the Patriots connection.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. He looks good in uniform. He looks the part. Like the shiny
uniform.
Toy.
The uniform.
He does. Compact, nice shirt.
No, I will. I will watch every game he plays in.
Hell yeah.
Whether it's live or after the fact on Monday. Every single one.
Your kids are going to want the jerseys, folks. Get ready. Get ready to click and ship. Yep, Fanatics. Yep, my kid will want them.
Will it divide the fans, though? Will they stop being Patriots fans?
Well, here's your problem. Like,
because Brady left?
Say he goes to Tennessee.
I don't think so.
Say he goes to Tennessee, and Tennessee's got to come here in the playoffs.
But you'd root for the Patriots.
Yeah, Vinatieri got booed, remember?
Oh, I can't even imagine that Brady got booed.
No, he wouldn't get
booed. You can't do that.
Would he come out like from the visitor's tunnel, go down the other side and do the fist pump into the stands like he does his normal warm-up?
If he's following the lead of his head coach, yep, absolutely. Because that guy will say, you better go out there and do it twice as good as you used to do.
Oh, God. Vrabel would run the quarterback throwback, too, probably.
That's what Vrabel's going to say.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what he's going to do. Joe is in the car. Hey, Joe.
Hey, before I ask my question, without a doubt, I'm already thinking the moment you even said that, I'm going to have to get that football package because I'm definitely going to watch the games. And, you know, what a life you guys have. Free Yetis, daily canned lunches. Wow, what a life you guys have.
You know, we haven't had a lunch here in a while, so.
Yeah, well, just mention somebody. I'm sure they'll drop crab legs off. Hey, listen, what about the – I know – I don't want the Zoe answer, okay? I want the Beetle answer. With their contingency plans, how many plans do you think they have besides Stidham? If Brady's gone, if that plan's out the window – how many guys do they have their eye on, and what do you think Robert's saying to Bill? Like, Bill, what's your plan? Are you here for 5 years? Like, all that's based on it. Don't give me the Zoe answer of, oh, they got a plan. They play football. They got to win. That's what they got to do.
That's not my answer.
Yeah, don't give them that suck-up answer, Zoe.
Nope.
Your suck-up Patriot answer.
And I think Robert knows exactly what Bill's plan is.
You think it's already been determined?
Yeah.
They've already had that conversation?
Well, yeah, I think they have that conversation. He's the boss, and he works for Robert.
Well, if they haven't had that conversation, Joe's right. This would be a good time to have it. Be a good time to sit down and figure that out if they haven't already. How many backup plans do you think they have if they think Brady's leaving? How many guys are on the list and that they will go in order with? We'll try and acquire this guy, if not him, the third guy. How many guys?
I'd go after Matthew Stafford.
What? That wasn't the question.
You say, hey, what guy do you want to go after? I don't want to go after Andy Dalton. I don't want to go, all those other veterans.
What's your favorite color?
Paying, six. I'm not paying. Did you see the report Teddy Bridgewater is going to make like 30,
how many guys?
Million?
How many? Number. I need a number.
You roll with Stidham and one guy in a draft. I'd go after like a guy like Jalen Hurts.
What happened to Stafford? You just answered Stafford, so he has to be on the
list. If I'm
going to
trade for a veteran, it's going to be a guy like Stafford.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
You asked me who you would go after.
I asked you how many guys are on the contingency plan. That was what Joe asked.
One veteran, and then you go to the draft. If the veteran can't pull up.
Veteran, Stidham, draft, three? Yeah. So the answer is three.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, if you get Stafford, you're not drafting a guy. You're going with...
obviously, but...
Stafford would be plan A. Yes.
Then Stidham would be plan B, and then you think if you fail on those two fronts for some reason...
You can't pull off a blockbuster-type trade like that, then you roll with Stidham and you draft a guy in the second or third.
All right, so that's really like two plans. That means you target like one veteran.
Well, that's what you...
If you don't get him in the...
Right, I mean...
I just feel like if they're going after a veteran, they don't want Stidham, they're going to have more than one guy ahead of Stidham on the list of plans.
I mean, Drew...
Like, it'll Bruce. Be... let's say it's Stafford. We'll try and trade for Stafford. That doesn't work out because it's a low probability. We have Dalton on the list. We have Mariota on the list. Whoever. I'm just giving you bad quarterback names.
Yeah.
Then they go to Stidham.
Yeah. And Bruce Arians is sitting there like, yeah, we got a plan.
But that could happen... I mean, that could happen pretty quickly. Yeah, there may be four or five guys that they would work for, and you might hear no or the price is going to be way too high on all of them right away. And then all of a sudden, even though your number two choice is actually like your number six choice, you can go from one to six real quickly.
You can't drag ass on this one because the position is too important to the team. You can't like wait, well, we'll pull off a draft day trade or something, you know, like let that extend to there. No. This thing needs to come together quickly for you.
Yeah. Luckily, they're not going to have to.
Right. Hardy has headlines. We got more of your calls on the way. Good call volume today, everybody. Way to participate in things. 617-779-0985. Zoe is upset with Chris Sale. He's going to rip him today. Gearing up for that. Zoe with a baseball take again.
Chris Sale needs to talk to that kid at the combine that's trying to gain weight. Start having those cottage cheese. We didn't talk about that yesterday. The peanut butter, cottage cheese, banana, and, you know, oats.
Well, that's coming up a little later on. We'll get to more of your baseball, your football calls, that is, next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's a phone number for you. Tim and Quincy has a thought on what Tom Brady is going to do. Hi, Tim.
I just don't see why Brady would want to come back to this team the way it's constituted. He was miserable last year with this team and the pieces they put around him. Harry was actually the sixth best receiver coming out of the draft, and there was five guys ahead of him that had a more productive season. They haven't done anything with the tight end position, and they really haven't drafted anybody in 10 years since Edelman and Gronk. So what is going to make Brady want to come back to the Patriots?
Well, I think that we've all talked about the team needing to be better if he is going to come back.
Yeah, and the problem is he knows the players, he knows the contracts, and maybe he looks at it and goes, at the dollar, they can't get me the help that I need. Harry's back, right? Do you see the report that they're gonna meet with Philip Dorsett's representation at the combine?
So that's my way of
and talk about an extension. Why? Hey, Brady, come back. You know what? We're gonna bring Dorsett back. We still have Edelman, and you got N'Keal Harry and Sanu. Is that enough? Who's the tight end? If you trade for one or you get one in free agency, it's going to cost you.
Greg Bedard says Philip Dorsett is as good as gone. That's what Bedard says.
Why was there a report that they were meeting with to extend him?
I don't know. Maybe he's wrong.
I don't know.
Maybe that's the case. Reporters are.
Well, I hope he's
many
right.
Times
I
wrong.
I hope he's right.
NFL rumors, Yahoo Sports today. Let me read you this story. Zach Cox had a report. Philip Dorsett's camp has meetings scheduled with multiple teams in Indy. I'd be surprised if the Patriots wide receiver re-signs. Andrew Callahan, multiple teams have shown interest this week in Dorsett. He could still come back around to the Patriots with his best offer after testing the market as he did a year ago. So,
okay.
Who said he was coming back?
I thought there was a report by somebody locally that they were meeting with Philip Dorsett as reps to the meeting of the Patriots to talk about an extension. So.
I have not seen that report.
Right.
Everything that I see says he's got meetings with multiple teams.
Good.
But no, to Tim's point, Tim brought up the point, why would he come back to this team? Based on the roster, he wouldn't. So that has to be a consideration.
Team's got
to
change.
Yeah. Tim's right. The team would have to change for it to be an attractive spot other than the reasons of the offense is in place, the coordinator's in place, the coach, the system, all of that. The team itself, if he's looking for the best team, this is probably not it, at least not from a roster compilation standpoint. He could find better receivers elsewhere. Tennessee.
Again, man, you go back to last year. What is Bill truly believe? He and Nick, are they close? Were they further apart than what the record indicated? Were they truly a wild card team, or did they blow that end of the game in against Miami and they just gave away the bye?
We were asking what people will do when Brady leaves, if he leaves, not when, but if. Right. If he leaves, what would happen as a fan next year if Brady's playing elsewhere? Watching him, watching Patriots games.
Yeah, one of our sales guys, he has 10 TB12 hats. What's he going
to
do?
Let's go to a man of the people, Paul in Rhode Island. Paul, how do you think this would play out next season if Brady is playing elsewhere?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I just think that the Patriots have a relationship. All the Belichick pieces, the coaching pieces that they went to Miami, Tennessee. I just think that there's going to be a difference between getting players back to the Patriots like Hollister, Metcalf, and I'm going to say, I know they're not on, they're still on the contract, but I think that Brady's going to get 36-25, and he's going to come back. And the best part about this is that finally, if he wants seven, I think Belichick is going to break down.
If he wants seven?
Seven Super Bowls. Oh. There's no way he can win it somewhere else.
Gotcha.
And he wants to play again.
Run that 36-24 number by me 36, one more time.
36-25 is going to take an $11 million
36
rip.
First year, 36 first year, 25 second year. And I wish it was just 1 year. And there's no way it's going to happen. But if there's a
5-15-75. Remember 5 and remember 7 because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message.
Attitude.
Recurring attitude. Recurring attitude. 5-7. 5-15-75.
Numbers with
5-15-75. My mother had me.
Why didn't he wear 57?
NWA. Numbers with attitude.
Why did he wear 52 then? 5-7. The magic number.
Maybe they were. Maybe somebody already had 57.
Because 5 times 2 is 15. Idiot. Right.
You take, five. Away, you take away 7. My mama told me I was going to play football when I was 8.
He had no script. He just went.
Paul in Rhode Island projecting a $42 million cap hit for Brady next season.
I can't take it.
42 and a half, I think it would be.
That's more than I thought.
It's a big number.
It's more than.
It's certainly a big number.
More than I've heard from other prognosticators. 36-25. There is that point. You know, when you're talking about like the actual amount of money and guaranteed money, it's because we're talking guaranteed money at this point for Brady, right? You gotta talk actual real dollars. Like, I don't think he's going to go somewhere else just for more money. But if it's an equal or even lesser situation, if somebody gets stupid and says, yeah, we want you for 3 years to the tune of $90 million, all guaranteed. And the best offer from the Patriots is, let's say it's all guaranteed, 2 years, 25 each, give you $50 million. Even with the amount of money that Brady has, would you blame him if he didn't want to leave $40 million sitting on the table?
No, I wouldn't blame him at all.
Even for somebody who's worth $500 million, I'm like, nah, $40 million's a lot of money. Nah, and you want to play 3 years? I still don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it'll come to that. There's a lot of other factors at play, but there are scenarios where I wouldn't blame him for making a decision that's more based on money than any of us are considering
now. It'd have to be astronomical nummy. Money, not nummy.
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 Numb those for you.
617-779-0985, the phone number. Giselle was on Instagram yesterday. You'll hear from her coming up next.
Oh, boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Paul in Rhode Island. When things like this happen, I immediately think this is definitely a put on. This isn't for real. 36-25. He didn't pull that out of nowhere. He should have added a third year at 24 or 34. 36-25,
34.
Yeah.
72. 5-15,
75. 5-15.
Remember the number 5.
75.
5-7. I can't remember what it's about.
617-779-0985. Giselle was on Instagram yesterday.
Oh.
It was Instagram, right?
Yes, correct.
I saw the video Instagram. Reposted everywhere.
She was answering questions on Instagram.
Doing Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Sesh.
Yeah, Jay Stu does it with the rest.
All right, first one is the one you probably saw everywhere last night. I saw it in the local news, so they're running with this. And that is that the question was, where will you be living next year? That's what that first one was.
I would love to know where I'm going to be living this year, but I don't know that yet. But hopefully somewhere nice and whatever my husband is happy playing. So we will see.
Is he not happy here? Is Boston nice?
It is nice, but they haven't reached out to him yet.
Why she don't know.
She elaborates, though. Like, she does like Boston. She's lived here 12 years.
Yeah.
Do we have that audio, Tom? Yeah.
Yes, I love it. I've been living there for 12 years. My kids love it. They love the snow. As a Brazilian, I have a little harder time with the cold, but I really can appreciate the beauty of the seasons there.
That's nice.
Because you get the snow. Remember, they got the white pool cover to match the snow.
When you interrupt yourself with any kind of a cough, laugh, chuckle, or something, that is a tell that you're lying.
Ooh.
All right?
Is that right?
Do it again.
The very beginning. The first
I love it.
No, not that one. The first one. Do you know where you're going to be living next year?
First one, Tom. Please.
I would love to know where I'm going to be living this year, but...
I'm trying to buy some time.
Right.
What did I decide I was going to say when I knew I would be asked this?
I'm tired of answering this, and I know.
She knows where she's living next year.
I would love to know.
She knows where she's living. I would love to be able to tell you that I'm living in Connecticut, regardless of where Tom plays football.
I've negotiated the 2 years.
Yeah, that's
they did. They like I said
that's been decided.
Yes.
Do you think she likes the seasons because she could run in through the snow with her bare feet?
She said she didn't like the snow. She laughed at that too. I think she does like the snow.
She appreciates the seasons.
No, she said being a Brazilian, it's harder for her to like the snow, but she appreciates the seasons.
Yeah.
They have seasons in other places, just, you know, two of them don't suck.
In that place,
right.
Doesn't Brazil
I forget whose joke that is. That's somebody.
Doesn't Brazil do the parking tickets the way Boston wants to do it? Like based on your income? The more expensive ticket, the more money you make. I think it's like that down there about the tickets. Are crazy
for parking tickets?
For speeding and parking tickets in Brazil, like you get fined more if you make more.
Huh. I think so. Oh yeah, that it's income adjusted.
Yes.
Yeah, they're talking about that in Boston. As a possibility.
Well, they already do it with an excise tax on your vehicle excise tax
based on the valuation of the vehicle.
Oh yeah,
but that's not based on your income.
No, but they're kind of related.
Yeah, if you have a higher income, you have a better car
generally. Yeah.
So that message is get a crap box and driving around, right?
If you want to save money on your excise tax, that is how you do it.
Yes, 100%.
What about your tickets?
You know, there's a shelf that you fall off in the excise tax game.
Yeah.
Like you go like 4 or 5 years and then it dips to like nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, nothing. $85. I think it's $86. Like there's like a bracket.
For the
thing.
Same car? If yes. You drive the same car.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Mm. Yep.
All right.
Because you get hammered in the first like 4 or 5 years of your car, right? It's usually like 4 or 5 years. And then after that, it's like, boom, your car ain't worth anything.
I remember like $500, like Jesus.
You want to go completely off the rails for a second?
Sure.
Reading a book right now about, part of it is about Harper Lee, woman who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, tell me about this book.
Right. You know what she spent a lot of time doing after she wrote To Kill a Mockingbird? Because she never wrote another book. There's a book that she wrote before that got published much later.
She dabbled in things, but didn't publish anything.
Didn't publish, you know, another, you know, where was the other novel? Never really happened. You know what she did spend a lot of time doing?
Pretty great that it never happened, though.
Oh,
like, what a legacy intact.
Right. It's beautiful. She spent a lot of time complaining about the amount of taxes she had to pay because she made nothing. She made zero money. She was poor. Like, the year while she was writing To Kill a Mockingbird, she lived off the grant some of her friends gave her, said, here, take $1,000, live on this, and write your damn book already, which she did. Then she gets this windfall of cash. Like, the first windfall was like $700,000 in today's money. Do you know what the tax rate was back in the good old days that everybody talks about for people who made that kind of money? 70, 80, 90%. She spent decades complaining about taxes. People would write letters to her and say, hey, I want you to read my book. And she wrote back to one of them, good luck with it. Careful with your taxes. Like 20 years later, I'm to tax! Too much tax! That's what she was doing.
Did she make any progress? Was she credited with reducing taxes?
She made so much money, it didn't really end up mattering.
Oh.
She had a back-end deal.
Is that right?
Had a back-end deal on the movie version of To Kill a Mockingbird. The book has sold like over 40 million copies, so she did fine. But those first couple of years, her accountants were telling her, sorry, we're getting you more work. You're going to have to do all this work, and you're not going to see much from it.
Jesus.
Like, the more you make now, you know, you do this, you do that thing, the government's going to take most of this check. When we say most, we mean, like, if you get an extra $10,000 for doing this, you're really only going to get, like, a grand or two. Sorry. So that's why she didn't work for a long time. She's like, not worth it. So you got nothing to complain about, is my point, Zoe. You.
What'd I say?
You.
What'd I complain?
Yeah.
You got nothing to complain about.
I didn't complain.
Taxes. I hate taxes. See?
There it is.
There it is.
God. There it is. All right. Go nowhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Noontime hour is here. Get more of your calls in. Zoe wants to critique Chris Sale. We'll do it this hour. I also have you want to talk about going off the rails.
Oh, please.
I have an off the rails topic.
What we got?
Just a question.
What is the question?
At what point will you become concerned with coronavirus, Zoe? And are you there already?
Zoe has to be doubly concerned.
Based on the 401k yesterday? Yes. Yes.
No, Zoe, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
I am
your health. Okay. Not about your money, your health.
Zoe
and becoming ill.
That gets me sick.
I tell you why Zoe has to be doubly concerned because of his past illnesses. Because
How many days off do you, if you get the coronavirus?
Zoe, like, your past illnesses mean you could get corona with Lyme.
Yes.
I got it now.
More on this in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.